All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Well, folks, it is mid-July or going towards the end of July now, and it's a situation. You look at MLB's trade deadline, it's only a matter of days away, and there's one team that really intrigues me because I'm really interested to see what they're going to do, and that would be the New York Yankees. Now, the Yankees are currently 50-41, which is good enough for the top spot in the American League East. The Yankees did not make the playoffs in 2014. They also did not make the postseason in 2013. And it's been a very long time since the Yanks can say they've had consecutive seasons in which they did not make the playoffs. Now, don't get me wrong, we still have plenty of baseball left to be played. You look towards the end of this month, all of August, and all of September before we get to the postseason in October. And like I said last week on the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge show on blogtalkradio.com, the Yankees, they're going to be in this mix in the American League East till the end. I think it's going to come down to the Yankees, the Baltimore Orioles, or the Toronto Blue Jays. And it comes down to who's going to be the first team to make that big move. For the Yankees, I look at them and they have several needs. And there are teams that are out there that could be willing, in the process of waving a white flag, willing to dump players. I look at the Oakland Athletics. They have a utility man in Ben Zobrist. And this guy can play multiple positions in both the infield and the outfield. And you look at the New York Yankees, they've had injuries out there in the outfield this season with Jacoby Ellsbury. Then once you get to the infield and the middle infield position, both second base and shortstop, and neither has Steven Drew or Didi Gregorius been lighting it up. And Zobrist is a guy, he comes in, he's pretty good with the glove, he has a decent bat, and more importantly, he has a high on-base percentage. And he's somebody that the Yankees can very well use. You look at this Yankees team, and they have power on this team this year in the form of veterans Mark Teixeira and Alex Rodriguez. But you need a guy that's going to get on base in front of them. And if you're manager Joe Girardi for the Yankees, of course, if you wanted to bat him a little later in the lineup, you could. And he could provide more depth for your club. Now, sticking with the Oakland Athletics is a very familiar name to the New York Yankees organization, and that's Tyler Clippard. The Yankees drafted him. They brought him up in 2007 as a starting pitcher. And the Yankees organization, they've had a long history. You know, they tend to give up on some of these guys rather quickly, and that's what they did to Clippard. You know, they rushed him up. He wasn't ready to be a starter. They traded him to the Washington Nationals. The Nationals put him in the bullpen. The next thing you know, he was an all-star relief pitcher. And the Nats traded him this past offseason to the Oakland Athletics. And, you know, he hasn't had too many save opportunities out there in the Bay Area due to the fact that the Athletics currently have a losing record. But in a situation like New York, you can never have enough arms in that bullpen. The Yankees already have a very solid bullpen led by Dylan Betances and Andrew Miller, and you can never have enough depth, especially coming down the stretch of the regular season as you are making a push for the playoffs. And finally, with the Oakland Athletics, it would be Scott Kazmir, the starting left-handed pitcher. You know, this Yankees pitching staff, it's been either penthouse or outhouse. And I say that because CC Sabathia is a veteran pitcher. Sometimes you don't know what you're going to get out of him. Michael Pineda has shown tremendous flashes, but then at the same time, he's also stunk it up a few times out there on the mound. Masahiro Tanaka, you know, he still has elbow problems, but as long as he keeps the ball down in the zone, he can still be an effective pitcher. And you also have Ivan Nova along with Nathan Eovaldi. And these guys, they can either give you a real good performance or a real bad performance. You get a guy like Scott Kazmir, he might be a rental because he is playing for a contract. But it's a situation when you're making that postseason push, and with the New York Yankees, it's not just about getting to the postseason, it's about winning the World Series. You can never have enough arms come April. Another team where the Yankees could seek multiple players would be the Philadelphia Phillies. You look at starting pitcher Cole Hamels and relief pitcher Jonathan Papelbon. Now, Cole Hamels is a frontline starter. He's also proven what he can do in the postseason as he helped the Phillies win the World Series back in 2008. And he's a guy, he loves the big stage. Now, Would he waive his no-trade clause to come to the Yankees? We'll have to wait and see if that will be a possibility. Also, Jonathan Papelbon, the closer down there in Philadelphia, the Phillies signed him a few years ago. He's been disgruntled, being that the Phillies haven't been a good team, and he wants to go to a contender. Now, once upon a time, Jonathan Papelbon helped the Boston Red Sox win the World Series back in 2007. He wasn't too thrilled with his departure as a free agent from the Bo Sox a few years ago, and how could he stick it to the Bo Sox even more than going to their arch rival in the New York Yankees and helping them make the postseason? And finally, there's the Cincinnati Reds with outfielder Jay Bruce. And like I said before, the Yankees could afford to get themselves another bat in their lineup. The Reds have had a bad season so far. They're about to wave the white flag out there in the Queen City for this team. And if you're the Yankees and you want to make that postseason push, a guy like Jay Bruce can help you. Now, Yankees general manager Brian Cashman has already come out and basically said that, you know what, the Yankees aren't willing to go overboard to make a move, and he likes the team that he has right now. And it's not really as much as it is Cashman as it's the Steinbrenners, Hank and Hal. And the reason why I say that, unlike their famous father, the late, great George Steinbrenner, Hank and Hal Steinbrenner really keep it close to the chest. And I say that meaning that they really don't spend money like their father did, because George Steinbrenner did not care. Whatever it took to put a contending team out there on the baseball diamond each night, he was going to do. This Yankees organization, the way that it is currently run right now, the Steinbrenners are trying to get under that luxury tax, and they might not be willing to take on a contract of Jay Bruce. They might not be willing to take on a contract of a Cole Hamels of sorts, but the bottom line is this team is close, and anything can happen in the playoffs. And if the Yankees ultimately win this division and get to the postseason, because I really think the only way they're going to get there is to win the AL East, because I don't see the American League East producing more than one team this year for the playoffs. But if the Yankees can get in there, they can be a dangerous team due to their pitching if it's on. So it's a situation right now. If you're Cashman and you're the Steinbrenners, you need to go and find yourselves some type of upgrade for this team. Steven Drew is not going to get it done for them in the postseason at second base if they stick with him. The same thing can be said with Didi Gregorius at short, and it would not hurt for them to look at another outfielder and another arm for their rotation along with their bullpen. Like I said before, the Yankees already have a solid bullpen in Betances, led by Betances and Miller, rather, and adding another quality arm out there can only make it that much tougher for the other teams. I think there's still going to be some wheeling and dealing done before the MLB trade deadline on July 31st. But I think what's happening right now is a lot of people, a lot of GMs out there are sitting back and they're waiting to see who is going to make the first move. And when that first move is made, the chips will fall and it's going to be a fast and furious rush to the trade deadline on July 31st. But if you are the New York Yankees, you definitely cannot stand pat. Folks, as always, I want to take the time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, you can continue to check me out on Twitter at 300 Pounds of Sports. If you follow me, like I always say, it is my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You are more than welcome to check that out and like it as well. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.